Well, there's some good news coming after the train derailment that happened in East Palestine, Ohio, in early February. At a recent public meeting, the U.S. EPA provided results of soil sampling that show little contamination. But some people are still worried, saying they're still being exposed to chemicals. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant was there.
The crowd was significantly smaller than EPA meetings in the weeks right after the fiery derailment. Instead of many hundreds of residents, a couple of dozen were in the pews of a local church. They were listening to EPA's response coordinator, Mark Durno, describe the government's findings of its community soil sampling.
Anybody who gave us access to the properties, the good news is that on your property, the soil sampling results looks really good.
He was talking about testing the soil for chemicals that could have resulted from burning 5 train cars full of vinyl chloride, including dioxins. These are highly toxic chemicals that can linger in the environment for years and cause cancer and other health issues. The community pushed for regulators to test for dioxins in the soil. The work was done by Norfolk Southern under direct supervision of EPA. They sampled soil in a 1-mile radius of the derailment site and an additional 2 miles to the southeast at nearly 150 locations. At each spot, they took shallow and deeper samples.
The shallow soils look consistent with the deeper soils, and the levels are really low.
Lifelong resident Bill Strohecker was pleased with the results.
I'm excited. I get to grow a garden.
Strohecker lives about a mile from the derailment site and was especially glad that soil in the park was found to be safe because he encouraged children to search around the park for Easter eggs.
We still feel safe that we can stay here. We've been to the park, been to the Easter egg hunt and the bunny rabbit. Actually, I was the bunny rabbit for the Easter egg hunt.
Others at the meeting were not as satisfied. They want more answers. Eric Koza lives just a third of a mile from the derailment site and said he's sick and gets bloody noses. He recently had his urine tested for chemicals from the derailment.
I just took my urinalysis on my urine test 2 weeks ago, so it took a week for me to get it back, so I have vinyl chloride in my urine.
Koza shared his test results with the Allegheny Front, as well as a chemist's analysis. It says Koza had metabolites of vinyl chloride in his urine, which indicates he could be exposed to the chemical on a daily basis. This could come from smoking, and Koza does smoke 1/2 pack a day, but he says it would take a lot more than that to create the levels of vinyl chloride found in his results. Linda Murphy, who lives 2.8 miles from the derailment site, says vinyl chloride metabolites were also found in a test of her urine, though she did not share her results. According to the CDC, vinyl chloride is quickly eliminated by the body within days of exposure or less, so Murphy thinks she's still being exposed to it somehow, most likely from the chemicals from the train derailment.
I'm just very skeptical. I just don't understand how everything has just disappeared and it's gone and we should have no concerns. I have reason to have concerns, so it just doesn't make sense.
EPA's Mark Durno understands her frustration.
That's what makes it hard because I don't know where you would be getting exposed. That's the problem. We're not seeing it in the air. We're not seeing it in the water. And we're not seeing it in the soil.
Durno recommends residents go to the health clinic set up in East Palestine by the state of Ohio to be tested, but the clinic spokesperson could not verify what lab tests they're offering to residents. Aaron Haynes is chair of the Department of Epidemiology and Environmental Health at the University of Kentucky.
I truly wouldn't anticipate there to be a marker of vinyl chloride in urine. That's not expected.
Haynes says urine tests like this should have been done days after the incident, not now, months later. She sees a disconnect between the environmental findings and these urine test results.
So there has been air, there's been water sampling, but there's not a coordinated health component with, let's put it all together.
Haynes hopes regulators learn from this for the next toxic chemical disaster. Linda Murphy wishes she could just put all of it behind her.
Do you spend your time worrying about this or do you spend your time living your life? Because what are you going to do about it? What's your options?
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.